BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist.
It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours.
Our listeners get 10% off the first month at betterhelp.com/trashtuesday.
Our show is sponsored by Helix Mattresses, which we are obsessed with.
I am a very particular sleeper. I run hot, and I only sleep on my side. So Helix Mattress has the specific type of mattress for someone like me. And Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/trashtuesday.
You guys, Manscaped has these really soft, buttery boxers that I am absolutely obsessed with. They are super breathable, and I want your balls to breathe this summer. This is essential to life, you guys. Go get these boxers. They're made from micromodal fabric, and they are so, so soft. I'm obsessed with them.
And you guys can get 20% off plus free shipping with our code TRASH at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with our code TRASH at manscaped.com.
Hello, sluggies, boy sluggies, girl sluggies, mama sluggies, grandma sluggies. I've met you. I see what you're up to. I want to meet more of you. I love you. It's been amazing. Come see me on the road. I will be next in West Nyack, New York this very weekend. I can't wait. That's the 24th through the 25th. Please come to that. Please enjoy my new merch. The tickets were a lot. Then I'm taking July off. You can then see me after that in Austin, Texas, Springfield, Missouri, Pittsburgh Improv, Tempe, Arizona, Colusa, California, Kansas City, Missouri, Irvine, California, Michigan. I got a whole bunch of other dates. I rescheduled the ones I missed. Just go to annieletterman.com/shows.
I am also doing stand-up, less so this summer, but esteronice.com for tickets. I think we've got DC and Austin. See you guys soon. Is this a sex cult?
The swim club?
No. The
Not that I knew of.
Mark, I want to ask you something. So we're
Hello,
all...
beautiful.
What's up, Mark?
Nice to
How
see
are you?
Good.
Thanks for coming.
You're welcome. Look at everybody in the daytime.
Isn't that fun?
I feel like I'm the only one who didn't nail the shoe game.
I feel like you did shave, though.
I hardly.
Probably the only one.
Yeah.
Maren, you have like no hair on your legs. What's up with that?
I'm not that hairy. Oh,
what happened to your knee?
That was, yeah. What happened to us cleaning my... No, I wasn't sucking dick. I was cleaning my porch. Cleaning my porch.
Do you live in the same
time.
Place?
I live in Glendale. I don't know which place you went to.
Okay.
I think you were at the old place.
It was nice.
Esther seemed my new place.
Yeah, it's nicer.
Cool. Much nicer, yeah.
Wow.
Wait, you were in the little old place with the cave-like garage?
There was a garage, but it didn't seem like a little old place. It was a pretty beautiful, nice place.
It's a cute place, right?
But
it was
wasn't,
up on the hill.
Yeah,
no, I got a new house.
Cool.
And I was cleaning the porch on my hands and knees, and I scraped my knee.
Wow, what a man.
Love that.
Do you have the tape to roll for him?
What?
Do you have the tape to roll for him?
Ugh.
Get it ready.
What tape?
From our episode.
Are we sure we want to do this?
It's embarrassing. It'll be funny.
Oh, no.
It'll embarrass everyone here.
It's embarrassing to me.
You'll like it. You might be embarrassed, though.
Annie, is that how I'm supposed to be wearing the flower crown?
I don't fucking know, dude.
That looks so good.
I was just trying to do something. I think this was a good. I think I did it with the
Well,
thing.
Kalila, I Thank walked you. In and she's like, "Esther, this look fits you so well." And I was like, "Oh, it's a compliment." And then she's like, "You look like Jesus." And I'm like, "That's not a compliment."
No, actually, you do know Jesus Trio. You look just like him. No, you do look like you would be in a cult, 100%.
Because I'm so ready, willing, and able.
They would kick your ass out so fast. They would be like, "You're
of
so
cult?
Annoying." She'd be complaining how cold it was and stuff.
Oh no, she'd probably be. Wouldn't you eventually just start caring about everybody?
Yeah, I think so.
Do we need our headphones for this?
Yes.
Right. Do I want my headphones?
Is this a game? Are we playing something?
No, they just mentioned you in a past episode a couple weeks ago, and they want to show
and
you.
And Annie wants to humiliate
everyone.
It's
just going
to
be embarrassing for everyone.
I can't.
Honestly, maybe they're...
My second is controversial next to Bobby.
Okay.
And I just find Sorry, him Mark. To be... I have...
It's not
I
controversial.
Like the brooding kind of like... Fuck this life. Fuck everyone. And that's Mark Maron.
Yeah, Mark. Wait, no, Mark, honestly, maybe there's a hair situation.
I don't know what it is.
Then
no,
I start talking about your
so
dead
weird.
Girlfriend. And Mark, okay.
We love hairy
Lynn,
men.
Okay, Lynn, his dearly
departed.
We're talking about your dead girlfriend again.
Sorry,
we played
okay,
it again.
It's okay.
Absolutely. Unbelievable.
Wonderful person.
Just
Best
everything.
Favorite.
We used to talk in the green room. Like, why is he getting like hot? He's so mad. Why is it even hotter?
There was this one episode he did of, I forget the title of the show, but he did it with Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that? Easy, you know? Yeah.
They had like a sex scene and everything.
Yeah.
So, and I could not unsee that. I cannot.
Me neither.
Wait, what was that?
I didn't watch that.
Is that when Lynn died? She just passed away immediately?
Yeah, when she saw it.
Out of Chicago.
It was before Lynn.
Oh, I know. Okay, I had to take it off.
What is it called?
This is uncomfortable.
Was it Glow?
No.
Easy.
I love him on Glow.
Easy. That was a great show.
I like this one.
Yeah, that was the Joe Swanberg show, right?
Yeah, I did. I did a one episode every three, you know, for three seasons. It was an anthology show. But the Ratajkowski was, that was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
When did they cast her first?
I don't know. Like, I actually didn't even know who she was because I'm an idiot. And Swanberg's like, you're gonna like this episode. I'm like, why? Because Emily Ratajkowski's in. I'm like, I gotta look her up. And I was like, okay, but I didn't know what that meant. And then it was just one of those weird kind of, you know, what do we do? That conversation you have with somebody before you do a scene like that. I mean, you got to be pretty specific.
What conversation?
Well, Esther, the guy, didn't he call out sick when he had to?
She does a bit about that. Don't she do
it's
a bit
not
about
a bit.
That? No,
it's
I figured. Yeah.
Right from the headlines.
That is true that when I had an intimate scene, my scene partner was unavailable suddenly. But, you know, let's go back to Mark's story.
Yeah, I've done a couple of those. But with Emily, it was you just kind of talk it out. And yeah, I couldn't believe it was happening. She's pretty stunning.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
she's like the prettiest woman around.
Probably kinda. Around, I would say.
Yeah. What was the conversation like? Because I imagine you have to be very careful of making her feel comfortable. But also, right? Like,
well, I mean, I think most productions have like an intimacy person now.
Yeah.
But that was not that one.
I thought they put him in jail. Wasn't that Harvey Weinstein?
No, like somebody who makes sure everything's okay. What do they call it?
What a job.
An intimacy coordinator.
Intimacy coordinator.
We had one on Dollface. I never took their calls. I was like, I got this.
Now, what are the parameters? Like, what are the guidelines?
I think it's a negotiation or it's a conversation that needs to be facilitated between the two people. And then they have to feel safe. But I mean, with Emily and I, it was sort of like, what do you want to do? Because it wasn't full on nudity, but right, it was sort of like, can I, you know, kind of touch your boobs? Are we kissing?
You're like, what can I get away gonna... with?
Yeah, kind of. But
it's good for the show. Wait, have you ever done anything that's not one syllable? Glow, Marin, easy.
Marin is two syllables.
But it's one word. But it's one word.
One word. So one word. You can change it.
One word. Edit it in post.
Wait, easy is also two syllables.
Well, I forgot what a syllable was. Also, why would syllable be two?
That's
syllables?
True. We're learning syllables next on next week's episode.
Thank you.
Did I really teach Bobby how to read a clock?
You really did.
That's crazy.
Do you know that Bobby didn't know how to read time on like clock. With regular?
I can relate to that. I don't know why you guys are laughing and shaming the special.
For the
needs
same
man.
Reason that you didn't know what syllables were.
I know. I'm sorry. I was molested in high school.
Did you skip elementary school?
I did.
Though?
You know what? I did.
But
I was smoking cigarettes in the bathroom.
But are you similar to Bobby, where it's like if you didn't catch it the first time, you're just gonna double down and say fuck it, I'm never gonna learn it? Or do you continue to try? Because with Bobby it was more like, well, you know, digital watches are available, so I'm, you know, at 13 he then decided that fuck it, I'm just never gonna be that guy who reads
and I gave him a major breakthrough.
That guy, yeah.
That was
really
crazy.
Did
and like people had tried before.
I've tried
to teach him how to read a clock.
I think what it is it has to be someone he respects and fears
to learn how
which
to
is
read
not
a clock.
Me, yeah. It wasn't me for
but there
the past
is
10
no
years.
You want to know what it is? There's like a shame level, but I feel like Bobby, like I feel like you may have shamed him in the situation. Maybe Bobby liked the shame. I remember learning things like the clock hands and stuff, and it was the whole school, and then they would go, all right, it's your turn, what time is it? And the panic of like being humiliated in front of the class. I didn't like that. I feel like Bobby would have like maybe gotten a boner or something.
Oh,
with the shame.
Yeah,
I don't think I shamed him. I was just sort of like, come on.
Yeah,
but I guess that's shaming.
Actually, you
come on, stupid.
It's your language. That's your love language.
Oh my God! Wait, maybe you could teach me how to swim with those tactics.
That takes patience, and you got to really, you know, I can't believe you don't know how to swim.
I want to throw you in like a baby. You know, babies can swim. You know that, right?
You can start with a board. You know, are you afraid to get in the water? Are you? Do you freak out?
I'm a little nervous.
She's
like,
afraid her pubes will get caught in the bottom of the pool.
If I can't touch.
How's that going to happen?
So long. She flashed me yesterday. Let me just...
Oh. It's a grooming issue. Okay.
Well, it's
on both ends.
I'm glad I'm here. Glad
I'm grooming here. Her. She hasn't groomed herself.
I'm grooming you, I thought.
I think Esther's been grooming both of us this whole time.
Yeah.
You are the teal swan. Do you not know who she is? Can you pull her up, Carlos? There's a documentary about this woman on Freeform. And she
said that mockingly because the only other thing we've ever seen on Freeform was Esther's show.
Thank you.
But she has this massive following. I do think some of the things that she says is pretty enlightening, but I think people are freaked out by the fact that she would fit the usual description of a cult leader.
And what's so wrong about that?
I know.
Listen, every cult documentary I watch, about the two episodes in, I'm like, this is a good cult. And then you get to the third one and something gets a little rough. But the inauguration of it.
But how, like,
indoctrination.
Desperate and gullible do you have to be to really lock into that shit?
Not, I mean, like, that much.
I don't know, man. If within 3 or 4 days, if it's really not sticking with me, I'll be like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, someone's got to be really good. They've got to have, like, major mental problems to get through to me.
Has anyone ever... Yeah, I wonder if you're like... Because you know Doug Stanhope's surrounded by just, like, absolutely insane people, but that's, like, his happy place?
Yeah, well, he likes that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But do you think that that you could ever be gotten by, or have you ever been gotten by a psychic? Like, has anyone given you, like, a tarot card reading?
Well, I have to... Because my boundaries are so shitty, I have to actively kind of push back on that shit.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I want to believe it. You know, I went and got a booster today, but there was part of me, my second booster, but there was part of me that's sort of like, no, I don't need it. Like, I will get suckered in to aggravated belief systems.
Yeah.
But I have to literally say, dude, you know, because it feels good. It feels good to, like, yeah, I want to believe a psychic.
Yeah.
One guy, I went to, I think it kind of ended when I was driving. I went to school in Boston, and we were driving down to New York, and we stopped in Bridgeport, and there was a P.T. Barnum museum in Bridgeport. It was a creepy place. It's a circus museum.
Yeah.
And the guy who worked there had one eye.
And I wonder, like, if he did that to get the job.
Probably. But anyway, so I'm walking out, and he says, I'm a psychic, and he grabs my hand. And he looks at it and he goes, you're going to get into a bad accident.
Oh, I hate that when they do a negative one. It's like, what the
fuck?
Bullying. But that was like the only thing he said. So for like a decade.
I know. No, it is
fun. Wasn't that long.
I had a neighbor who was a psychic. She was really, and she would say things all the time. Like, when I really started to realize it was crazy, I needed to like fax something. And she was like, don't walk to the FedEx. Whatever you do, don't walk to the FedEx place. I'm like, it's two blocks.
It's
I go, what?
It's just a person with anxiety.
And she goes, no. She goes, no, use this app. No, she wanted to control me with her psychic powers. Like, she wanted me to think I
and
needed
it had an
her.
App? It required an app?
There that was doesn't an seem app, psychic but there's an to app me. Where you could, like, where you could fax stuff. She's like, just do it from here. And I was like, no, bitch, I want to go
like,
walk
to
FedEx.
She's like, use my coupon code.
Like, I was going to get killed. Yeah, she was a fucking affiliate.
She just sounds like my mom. My mom was really... the biggest fear monger of all. Like,
really?
The first time I ever decided, okay, like, I'm 20 years old, 21. I'm going to go to a club. She's like, it's going to burn down. Have you not heard about that club in Brazil? Like, always she like pulls and extracts every bad tragedy she uses it as an example for why I shouldn't step out the door.
Panicky.
Ever.
She's transfers her fear onto you.
All of it.
But I like
fear of flying, everything. Too.
My mom, when Carlos and I drove from Skokie to gigs in Indianapolis, she was like, be careful of fire crashes. We're like, we've never heard of that.
What is that?
I don't know.
Meteors?
I think it's when a car hits another car and they explode.
Yeah. Really?
Oh. Yeah. I guess like with
she
parents,
saw it in a
though,
movie, I think.
With parents, they need to like, she saw the movie Crash. With parents, I think they should have like a tiny bit of that, because if they don't have that, it's almost like...
Fair.
But well, not too much.
Well, my best friend, who was the least afraid, totally type A, adrenaline junkie type of girl, when she had a kid, after she had her firstborn, she's like, something changed. I am the most terrified person in the world.
Worry.
Yeah, it's that constant worry. And she is afraid for her child or anything that may go. So maybe that
you gotta
happens.
Be careful with that. My parents were like that. I think they mistook worrying and panic for love, and then you're just sort of an extension of their fear, and it becomes a real nightmare.
Yeah,
sounds like her. Exactly.
You too.
My exact existence.
So, that's why I can't do the psychic or anything. I've got to like just not do it. Because I want to believe. Who doesn't want to fucking believe? If you think like, especially if you're missing a chunk of your sense of self. You know, if somebody's willing to provide you guidance of any kind, you're like, no, that sounds pretty
good.
It's
always, you're like in a low place when you go to a psychic.
Well,
like, you're
also
like
liminal space. You're always in an in-between.
And how are they not just like what are they fronts for? You can tell me all these like weird little psychics and in their little houses are like doing amazing business.
Why do they always look like that? Like if I were a psychic, I would change like the aesthetic. We need
to rebrand. Rebrand psychics. Yes.
Sure.
Well, we're in the outfits.
That's true. We were recently at Whitney's house and she had like a random girl there who did like a reading for us.
Whitney always has a random girl.
Sometimes. Doesn't she have many?
Aren't there just are always, there's all always kinds of randos something.
There doing yes. something?
Is that a cult?
Just yes. a guy putting a light in? What's that guy doing?
Whitney did try to start a cult.
But like
she's still starting a cult trying to.
I relate to what you're saying like about wanting to believe because I definitely don't believe in any of that stuff. But when they're reading it and telling you about you, yeah, I you literally get it. Tingles. Like it feels good.
When they're looking at those cards, they're like, okay, here we go.
That was the girl she hired to finger you while you were getting the reading.
Who did she hire to finger you, Esther?
I know. It should have been you. Well, you were invited.
I was invited, but I am a hermit, Mark.
You
I
are?
Don't, yeah, and yeah. he is. I don't go out much.
Why?
Outside of the water, I generally just like hate people in the world.
Yeah.
She likes fish, but she also kills them. It's really confusing.
Kill fish.
But it's weird in LA. What are you going to do though? Like during the day, like I spend my day, I go to supermarkets, then I cook things, and then I'll just wander places to get one thing.
But you wander places, see? Yeah. That's the difference. You actually step out and you
wander. After this, I might go get a squash.
Where?
Esther.
I know. We're like literally have the same blood. In
yeah,
the
no,
egg.
I know.
Like,
me and Esther.
I don't want to point out the obvious. Yeah. Link, but
yeah,
no,
we know
it rhymes with Judaism.
I know, like when we're on the road together, I do just feel like we're family. Like in some way, there's a familial connection.
Because he's not trying to bang you, like every other comic. We need one comic to hit on you. It's got to happen.
I know.
Do they still?
No.
Hit on comics?
No, do they still
well,
hit
she
on
says
you?
They've never.
I mean, no.
Well, a few. She dated a few.
There was just a famous incident on our show where a comic hit on both of them and didn't hit on me. So
yeah.
I'm now the
How'd
one.
How'd that go for that guy?
Not well.
Things are finally simmering down, we think.
Oh, my God.
We haven't gotten a true lawsuit.
We're not going to court, so that's a good thing.
That's good. So no going outside? No, like...
I go outside a lot for, like, nature stuff. Like, hiking and...
Where do you hike?
Everywhere.
Yeah?
Yeah, everywhere.
Do you ever go over there by in Glendale at the Brand Library?
I've been to that one.
That's where I go, like, 2-3 times a week up that thing.
I like that one. I go everywhere. I go to Malibu. I go
Malibu,
right next
that's
to...
Malibu, that's a whole day.
Not really. There's
depends
one...
on what time you leave.
Yeah.
Traffic joke.
Oh, that is true.
That's a traffic joke, guys.
I know people always ask me when because if they don't live there, like you go to the beach, I'm like, never.
Never.
It's like a fucking, I got to bring a tent.
You guys are the same people. Why a tent?
It's so far away. No, I mean, it's just like, it's a joke. I mean, like I got to camp because it's going to take me a day to get there.
Oh, I thought it was a sun exposure thing.
No, no,
I
don't
care.
That too. It's like, it's such a big commitment to get to the beach.
Well, Esther's like, where would the food be? Where would Esther needs to have like a plan? You need it to be like a field trip where there's a teacher with you that has like snacks
a cooler
and stuff like
that. Yeah. Who's got the cooler?
Yes.
Is there cold cuts?
It's a field trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a whole thing. I need a permission slip.
I live near the beach and never go. But when I go other places where there's a beach, I enjoy the beach. I'm always like, the beach is great. When I go home, I got to check this out.
I like the beach pretty good, but I don't love it. Some people love it. I go to Hawaii sometimes. Kauai.
Kauai is great.
Right? Mm.
If we went to Oahu together and it
was hard. Why did you bring up Hawaii?
We barely came back friends.
Really?
Barely.
The three of you went?
It was our first travel. Yeah, it was our first travel.
And you did it for the show?
Yeah.
There was a...
Did the numbers go bigger? No.
Annie
left early.
Let's just say Annie fled.
No, I Irish could... But in a funny way, I Irish goodbye the whole trip.
What does that mean?
instead of just taking a plane back from... Kauai to the main
Which
island.
Which boyfriend was this, the skateboarder?
The one now. No. That was a rollerblader, by the way.
Sure.
No, this is my guy, my Asian.
Okay. I met this guy.
Yeah,
he's a
good
nice guy.
He's a good one. But we, instead of just going back to Oahu, we flew all the way home.
Yeah.
And then we just sent a picture from home and we knew that Esther would be very jealous. Because it's an Esther move.
Yeah.
You didn't like it there?
It was raining the whole time.
It was a pretty rainy trip. I like going places, but I really like going home. Mm. So the fact that she beat me to it, I was like, that should have been my move.
We thought you were going to be on the plane. Like we thought
maybe you
were
should just
there.
You know go place like drive and just decide when to turn around for the good part.
That would be fun.
Now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.
You know, I really did not do anything with my life until I got my mental health in order.
I thought you were going to say till you met me.
Like, I just, prioritizing mental health is so important. You pretty much can't be your full self and reach your full potential unless you're putting that first.
And if you, you kind of need to do maintenance ahead of time too, because you'll get burnout, but you don't realize you're burnout until it's too late and you're screaming at a cashier at the Apple store.
Well, it's really, burnout is so sneaky, and I think that it compromises your role in all parts of your life, as a parent, as a friend, as a partner, to yourself.
Yeah.
That's why we're so excited to be talking today about BetterHelp, which is online therapy that reminds you to prioritize yourself. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. And you don't have to drive and park and add in more stressful things. You can do this all from the comfort and safety of your own home, your own bed, your own car, if you live with your parents at times.
And our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/trashtuesday. That's betterhelp.com/trashtuesday. This isn't an exaggeration. Every room in my house has a Helix mattress.
Even the bathroom?
Even yes. The bathroom. And you guys, every birthday, my mom's birthday, everyone in my family has a Helix mattress. I love it so much. I've gifted it to everyone in my life.
Listen, we spend a lot of time on our backs as humans, as women.
Truthfully, I love that they have a sleep quiz. So they're actually taking your information, asking you the right questions, and then prescribing you the right mattress for you. And ever since we got ours, I feel like it works for both of us, which is nice. Listen, we love it.
Are you guys starfish? So are we. Find the right Helix for your body.
I'm a side sleeper, so I run really hot and I sleep on my side. So I was matched with a midnight mattress. But on top of that, you have the option to upgrade to the luxe version of that, which is such a dream cloud to sleep on.
Listen, I myself sleep face down, ass up. So it's really nice. It's very easy on the neck, very nice on the knees.
I just think it makes sense to use a mattress from somewhere where they have different options. Like, it's not a one size fits all. It's like, it's actually tailored to your body, your needs. And that, to me, is why I choose Helix. And like you said, like, for friends and family.
And it comes right to your door. You just unbox it. It does all of the work by itself.
And Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/trashtuesday.
Not only is Helix the bomb, but they have a 10-year warranty and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pack it up for you if you don't love it, but you will.
Visit helixsleep.com/trashtuesday to get up to $200 off your Helix mattress plus 2 free pillows.
I have a brother.
You have a brother?
Of course I have a brother.
Don't say of course.
Younger or older?
I'm sorry.
You have such a only child vibe. Yeah. I mean, really.
Yeah, my brother thinks that too.
How old is your brother? How much younger? He's younger than you?
2.5 years younger.
Wow.
Oh, so you're the older.
He's a good kid. He's a searcher. My brother turned out to be the guy that he was very, I remember, he was a tennis pro for years.
Did like that piss
was
you
his
off?
Thing. No, but he was also very huggy and was always looking for. Like,
did that piss you off?
Yeah, and he talks. He's all right. He landed on his feet. He's doing good. Yeah. But he was a tennis guy. Like my whole life, he went to Nick Bollettieri's Tennis Institute, and he was trying to be a professional. And all through college, he played, and then he opened a tennis school. And now I'm not even clear what his job is, but he's working and he's got a nice girlfriend.
Is that how your family feels about your job?
No, my family's okay with my job.
Do they listen to your podcast yet?
My dad figured out how, but I think it was his wife who figured out how, because my dad's in the beginning stages of dementia, and I think she just likes to sit him somewhere. But he never listened to it. I swear, 1,300 episodes. He had no idea. Had no idea how to do it. And I've been on for a decade.
Yeah.
And he had never listened. It's like, I how do you do it? I'm like, you just put the website up and you hit the play button, but he couldn't do it. And now, like, they're listening. So he's sitting there listening. I don't know if he remembers, though. But it's a sad time to begin.
He can play the same episodes over and over again.
Well, maybe he'll remember me longer than
Yeah.
The rest of the
Or maybe
the
he won't know you as his son, but someone he actually admires.
That's right. Exactly.
You got a good shot.
Yeah. No, he actually admires me. That's the weird thing. It's like, you know, especially when you have it's always been kind of a competitive relationship, but at some
with
point.
With your dad?
Yeah,
really?
At some point it gave way and he realized like he couldn't really fuck with me anymore.
But I know nothing about this. Like, what were your parents like? How does one create a Mark Maron?
Wow, this is her just saying, I've never listened to your podcast. She doesn't know anything about your parents. I know a lot about those parents.
my mother was like 22 when she had me. Mm. And my dad was like 25. And he was, my dad was a surgeon.
Oh my God, dear Carlos. This is crazy. Carlos's parents also had him at that age. And his dad's a surgeon.
What kind of surgeon?
Cancer.
General cancer?
No, he is.
Cancer women. Yeah.
A women cancer surgeon.
Uh-huh. Pussy tits? Pussy tits?
That's what I call it. I don't really know the official names.
So he's, okay. My dad was orthopedic, just saws and hammers.
Mm. Cool.
Yeah, no, not rarely life-threatening.
That's crazy to want to do.
But it takes a particular type of personality to have that exactness to be an orthopedic surgeon.
Yeah, it takes an incredibly kind of megalomaniacal, narcissistic.
Exactly, because as Dr. Drew says, like, you know, assets and liabilities, you want your fighter jet pilot to be a narcissist. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I would want my orthopedic surgeon to be equally as narcissistic and sure of himself.
You may not want your dad to be.
Not the dad, but not, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, but they did something right. I mean, after a certain point, you kind of, you know, take what you got and you realize like there are some good things and, you know, I wasn't brought up in want of anything and that covers a lot.
Mm. I feel like I've been thinking about this a lot, like, because my dad is 81, 80. I think you met my parents.
Oh, he's only a couple years younger than mine.
Mine were not 25 when they had me. They're going to be this old age when they have kids. but my dad... he remembers everything. And it's like kind of hard because he feels so much guilt about like verbally abusing us and stuff when we were kids. But we all turned out so well. Like, I have no anger towards them anymore. I really like did all my work I needed to do.
With who?
With my parents.
Oh, you sat down with them. You didn't process it with a therapist.
I processed it, but I've done my work like on them for myself, you know? And I'm not mad at them at all. Like, I don't even really get triggered by them. But my dad still has like the guilt and I'm like, dude, just like evening of life, like enjoy your life. We all, both of my brothers have great families and great jobs. I have a great job.
Well, like, maybe that's just something that he needs.
Yeah.
I love the sound of that. The evening of life.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, look at some trees. Yeah, pops.
I feel there. That's beautiful.
I used to fight with my dad like crazy.
It's so interesting you were competitive with your dad, which must come from him having you so young and you guys being close in age. Like, I can't imagine being competitive with a parent.
Well, I think it wasn't like, you know, we weren't doing sports or anything, but I just think that
your brother.
Yeah, exactly. But I think it was his refusal to acknowledge what I do. Like, when you have a dad who's so self-centered, to get through, to land something, you know, mm-hmm. in their mind, it's kind of, that's weird with comedy too. In my generation of comedy specifically, like if they don't see you on television, they don't know what you're doing.
I thought you were talking about your generation. They had television back then?
Yeah, they did.
So, old like, jokes are fun. Sorry.
They are.
I know they're going to hurt me. They're going to really hurt my feelings.
But like, I remember one time not that long ago, my dad, like, he's like, maybe you ought to talk to Bill Maher about, you know, how to, you know, get a, like
that kind of, everyone's dad.
By the way, have you seen his podcast?
No, I can't do him anymore.
You would feel crazy.
I didn't do him that much to begin with, but something has shifted with that guy.
Yeah. Well, the podcast is wild.
And what is it? Why? What's it?
He just, it's like the way he's dressing, everything he's doing. It's just,
yeah, with the new glasses.
You go into his basement. Yeah, the glasses, he needs like a help.
No, somebody did help him. That's the problem, I think.
But is the person older than him that helped him?
I don't know what happened.
But isn't that what he's going for? Is like this, he's sick and tired of being this, so he would rather just go completely opposite.
Yeah, I know, but when you're a fucking baby boomer, whatever shift you're making is not going to be great.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Unless it's something more relaxed and something giving up like.
Yeah.
But like if you're a baby boomer going like, I think it's time for those boots, it's not going to go well.
Well, maybe that's what giving up looks like for Bill Maher.
I think it's maybe, but to us,
there's a bell.
But I think,
there's just
but
like
I think
a lot.
This is his final, you know, this is it. He's, you know, all of them think it's a fucking nightmare because like I'm the tail end of the baby boomer. I'm not really a baby boomer. So like the egos of the baby boomers is why the world is ending. And they like, it's like they need to get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah.
Not get new glasses.
That is funny. My dad loves Bill Maher. Every dad loves Bill Maher.
Everyone's dad loves Bill Maher.
Well, he does have like, or I haven't seen it in a while, but he does have both sides on, which is fun. I like watching the debates of the both sides.
Yeah.
It's like us.
I think that being
I'm a hardcore Trumper.
I think that being a boomer is quite possibly a state of mind, because I've met people younger than you that have very like big boomer energy. Very like antiquated thinking, just kind of never really, you know, stayed with the times.
Do you just mean like angry comics who are maybe like racist angry and hate women?
Middle-aged white dudes.
Yeah.
It was so, I was in Cleveland doing shows, and I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before, but you know, the guy invited me again. And it's like, you know, the struggle of that place, not just to be like a hard rock that's huge, but when I went in there and I saw the men who were wandering around the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'm like, I'm not one of these guys.
Yeah.
I can't, you know, just with their tie-dye shirts, you know, and it's just like, I can't be, this isn't who I am, right? It's just like classic hits personified. Yeah. Just people, I'm not that guy. Like, I cut my own cutoffs.
Do you have a record collection?
I bought this shirt at
Urban Outfitters. Wait, did you really cut those yourself?
Oh, wow.
Hot girl energy.
Yeah.
Urban Outfitters.
Yeah, I cut these myself. What else was I supposed to do?
You did a great job. Yeah, I try to cut my own shorts forever, and I never get them right.
How did you get them so frayed?
He's been
DIY?
Here longer than us.
Doesn't it just happen naturally, the fraying? Maybe. I don't think I did a thing.
So there wasn't.
Not that I recollect.
Just took a pair of
scissors. It's tricky, right? Though. It's tricky, yeah. But you know, and you gals, I mean, you can cut them shorter. These might be arguably a little short for me, but I like them.
They're short.
I like them. They're
short,
good.
Short.
Me.
Carlos is like me.
I do wear short shorts.
I know. We saw you yesterday. I mean, last week.
We had a Baywatch themed episode, Mark.
My mom, I see pictures of me, and my mom, I don't know what she wanted for me, but my mom was always kind of hip. But there's pictures of me in literally a purple hot pants outfit, like with purple and white short shorts and a purple and white tank top with a star on it. And I'm like, what was going on there?
She turned into a star, I guess.
You were her doll.
It was like early 70s shit.
She's like a David Bowie type looking.
I don't know. I think she just was groovy. Like, I remember like there was like some vest pictures, you know, and some like bell bottom pictures. And yeah.
Was she the creative spirit in your home?
Yeah, she was a painter, and you know, she's still kind of that. She paints and does stuff.
Does she live in Albuquerque?
She lives in Florida.
Is your dad in Albuquerque still?
Yes, yeah. As far as he kind of knows yet. No,
imagine like just choosing, never mind, sorry, Albuquerque, just choosing to live there forever.
I was looking at places. I was going to go back. But
I like Santa Fe.
It's though. Cute, right? Yeah. And I grew up there, but it's also on fire. So we really need to get away from the places that burn every year and maybe find places
your mom says, fire
have
crashes.
Water.
Fire crashes. Careful of the fire crashes.
I've gotten real nervous about that. So I don't want to be... I want to get out before the freak out about no water happens. I don't want to be stuck in traffic, you know, heading east with everyone else in Los Angeles.
You think it's going to go like that? It's going to be like a...
Well, I mean, I don't know what we know and what we're being told, and also where you get your information. Some
I'm
places,
just not getting the information. I'm just going to be like chilling.
You know what's really creepy?
Hold on to that liquid death. That's all I'm saying. If you're getting cases
true. This
of
is
it,
what's going to save us.
Yeah, you're going to need the liquid death. So if you've got I've got like 40 cases of that shit.
It's good.
Just in case.
No, they keep sending it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not doing it on purpose. People come over and it's embarrassing. And it's like, what's going on? I'm like, just take some.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Prepper.
When I've been spearfishing in Lake Mead, you can see where the water line used to be.
Yeah.
And it's like stories and stories high. Oh. And it's so, you know, you hear about it, but then you're like, whatever. There's still water there. But then you actually go there and you see how much water we're missing. And you're like,
how fast did that happen?
But this is the other side of belief, right? Yeah. The thing we were talking about before, you want to believe stuff. Most of what we're doing to get by is total magical thinking. Right. I mean, like, that's the reality of it. But we're like, we're okay, right? Aren't we?
I was like, what's a syllable?
That's sure, exactly.
What's a syllable?
Exactly. You just,
Mama.
The powerlessness of it is so, like, overwhelming. You sort of just have to be like, I think I'm okay. I'm showering less time. That's going to help.
I know. Sometimes I'm like, should I have kids or not?
No.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you for saying that.
Why?
I know.
How do you spend your life, however long that's going to be, or theirs, in that for that point, to convincing them of what? I mean, I got nothing against kids, but I don't know what the conversations are that you have with them to make them believe that everything's going to be okay. I mean, that's your primary objective as a fucking parent, is to, like, you know, take care of the kid and make them think that it's going to be okay. Try that. Try me. Make me think everything's going to be okay, Annie.
Go to sleep, little one. It's nap time, little one.
Hungry?
Come have a suckle.
But maybe I'm being cynical. Maybe, I mean, I don't know.
No, not you. Do you know what joke of yours I always think of is when you're like, you had to get an ultrasound on your heart and you're like, surprise, it's a girl.
I love that joke.
That's the funniest so funny. Joke.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my favorite Marin.
And I say, I kind of knew. I don't know why that doesn't get a laugh. I mean, I think people have been, I think people, like, because I did it for a while.
I enjoy it. You put it on a special. I saw it on a special.
Was it?
Yeah.
But like a cardiologist said, you know, people make the baby joke all the time. Yeah. But that's not the joke. The joke that mine's a girl. I have a girl heart.
Of course.
Yeah.
Now, people get it.
Yeah.
They just don't.
We all
They're
got
not
it.
Moved to laugh. They're thinking about it. They're going, that's true. He is a real fucking girl. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if they say it like that, but thank you.
Are you still mad at your ex-wife, or have you gotten through that?
Who, Mishina?
Yeah.
No, I'm not mad. And it hasn't been. I kind of let that go. She did a kind of a great thing after about a decade of my anger. Like, I used to. Did you know her? You didn't know her.
I never met her, no.
Excuse me. I used to email. She got me sober, really, you know, and I used to email her every year on my sober birthday to thank her for getting me sober. And it was the only time I would email her.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is after a year. It's just it was horrible. But it went on for, I just kept doing it. And just once a year.
And just trashing her on your podcast on the.
I stopped doing that. I don't know if I trashed her. I was trying to be diplomatic. I think I was ultimately looking to connect with her somehow.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't even run into her.
Yeah.
Isn't that so frustrating?
In 15 years. Yeah, because, like, you run into people that, like, if this were New York, you'd be running into everybody.
Yeah.
But for some reason, people in LA, once they find their pocket, that they're there. So if you're not going into that world, you're not going to see them. But anyway, so every year on August 19th or 9th or whatever, thank you. You know, despite whatever, thank you for giving. And then for some reason, the last time I did it, she just wrote back. She said, if I want to hear from you, I'll let you know.
Oh, she married you.
Well, kind of. But like, then I realized, like, oh my God, I'm that guy.
Yeah.
Where you know, the email comes in and she's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, she has it on her calendar. Like, oh, it's the worst day of her year.
Not even just, you don't want to be that guy who shows up on a phone. We all have those people where you're like, why does this person keep doing this?
Yeah.
That's actually, that's a great comeback. I'm going to steal that from her.
Sure, it was boundaries.
When are you going to steal
heavy boundaries.
When is it going
to
be?
Oh, I have a couple people that I need to use that on. A former lawyer, a former friend. You know,
as your former lawyer and friend, disrespected. I just remembered. I forgot to tell you guys this. I went on family vacation to Long Beach Island, and my boyfriend wasn't with me. I was just with my nephews and my older brother and my parents. And we went to the, like, county fair, and at the fair, I ran into my ex-boyfriend's best friend,
the rollerblader,
and his wife. Yes.
The rollerblader.
Yes. And it was so weird. I was like, hey guys, because I have no interest in, like, any sort of
snubbing,
unhealthy ex stuff. So I didn't bring him up at all. Like, I wasn't like, how is he? Because it's not my business anymore. Like, we're good. I assume he's happy. And hopefully he is. But I just was like, hey. And then it was like, there was like 10 seconds of just like staring at each other. And she just went, okay, thanks for coming over.
Yeah. I have a question about that. In regards to social media, do you, when you break up with somebody, do you then unfollow or unfriend all of their family members?
Yes.
Is that the rule?
I wasn't following any of them. And I, on what social media?
The boomers,
Facebook.
They love Facebook,
I don't
right?
have Facebook.
Or I pretty much don't let go of anyone, so they're gonna have to unfollow me first. Like, yeah.
Really?
I think that's so mean to, like, unfollow someone that you had a connection with because you dated someone. Like, I would not unfollow.
I don't think it's rude.
I've unfollowed friends because it's sort of like, enough already, dude.
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, so we're here to educate you about the new Manscaped 2.0 boxer briefs. And here's what I'm going to say, okay? The micromodal fabric is buttery soft and breathable, keeping you cool as a cucumber in you know where. What's amazing is you can choose from an arrangement of designs and colors in these boxer briefs. I know Dave has been wearing them. They're perfect. He loves them.
You guys, I'm at a boat harbor somewhere in Dana Point. I'm going diving today, which means I have to be in a boat, which means that I have to be in a swimsuit. And because I'm a considerate human being and I want to present to society correctly or considerately, guess what I did this morning? I took the Lawnmower 4.0 from Manscaped and I did a nice little friendly trim. And this summer, I want you guys to do the same. You guys, this is the best electric trimmer on the market. It has a really cool LED light, which I need for precision. And on top of that, it's waterproof.
You guys can get 20% off plus free shipping with the code TRASH at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code TRASH at manscaped.com.
Again, that's 20% off plus free shipping with the code TRASH at manscaped.com.
I mean, I posted a picture of me on the toilet yesterday, which doesn't really go. It just was a funny picture. Sorry, I couldn't help it.
I had my big girl, big tits. I love hot girl on toilet pictures. I feel like guys really don't like it.
I don't mind.
Well, it's just, okay. It's
I mean, I don't
there.
Know if I've ever sought them out. Maybe I got to, let me do some research.
It does remind me of like
you just look
Jenny
up
McCarthy.
Hot girl on toilet?
No,
could
they
you bring
definitely
that up
have
on
that.
The screen?
Look it up because they definitely have that.
Of course
100%.
They do. Yeah.
There's guys that are always in our comments trying to get us to give each other wedgies. Like they obviously have like a wedgie fetish.
Oh,
but how far do you,
point.
How like once you see it, do you look at 9 pictures of wedgies? I mean, what is a fetish like that? Where
I think
does that
they like
go?
To see the wedgie. It's
oh,
probably
happen.
That upset
oh,
and the face, I'm sure, I'm assuming.
Oh, the weird, the moment of pain.
But I don't, but I'm just guessing. I have no clue.
I don't have that. I'm not a real fetish guy. So like, I don't quite
not
understand
one?
It. I probably
that's
do, and
so
I'm not
funny.
Looking at it.
That is not.
Just like a sad girl.
That's not working for me. The reason that I love posing on a toilet is that it gives me the illusion of big hips in
a
small way.
Yeah.
That's me texting Kalila when I had
on
my
the
miscarriage.
Toilet?
And I'll tell you exactly what the text is.
Is this a miscarriage or just my period?
That's I know exactly what the text is, Esther.
Oh, that's sad.
It's usually at 2 a.m. and it's, let's build wealth.
Whenever I want to get Esther to, sometimes on stage I'll try to call Esther and she won't pick up. And then I'll go, what should I say to her that'll get her to pick up? And I go,
like
I give me a call. I go, it's something about money. Pick up. And then she picks up.
Financial opportunity ahead.
I think I have memories, and there were two times I've accidentally, like at a restaurant, walked into a bathroom and there was a woman peeing in there. Like, and it was this moment. Like, I remember, was it Veselka once in New York?
Veselka, yeah.
Yeah. And it was just an accident.
That's a small bathroom, too. Yeah.
Yeah. But the look on her face was so humiliated that, like,
that
I
you
can't.
Came everywhere?
Yeah. Exactly. And I felt bad because I
that's
kept standing
where this came
there.
From,
no.
Yeah.
No, I just. I,
she was just wiping her face. It was tears. And
I felt.
Semen.
I felt so embarrassed and mortified that the memory is in my head.
I think
it's
it
not
is,
a good memory.
I think
I just
is,
feel like I'm sorry I embarrassed her.
I think it's more embarrassing for the person walking in.
I do too.
I think that's probably true.
Yeah.
Because I have.
My cleaning lady walked in on me like, oh, dude, it was like just the worst. Because.
What?
I'll tell you exactly what was happening.
Please. I bet.
And she's there today. But like, I mean.
You're like, she still works with me.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
We worked with
but no, I wasn't. I was in my bathroom upstairs and I had gotten like from doing sit ups, I'd gotten like a thing on my top of my ass crack, like, you know, where you like that kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was like I was literally putting cream on that when she walked in.
And you kind of had to
so
spread.
Just, well, yeah, I'm kind of standing there. Putting ointment on my ass, and she's like, "Oh, I'm sorry." And I'm like, "No, I wasn't. No, it was just ointment. I wasn't."
Yeah. Like, come back in. I just show you the whole
thing. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm that not doing anything do. Weird.
I'm just like, can you do this for me?
Yeah,
I'm paying
help
you,
me
please.
Out.
Walking, getting walked in on is definitely like something that I feel like you let it happen to you once, and then you learn how to never have it happen
person.
Again.
What, and getting embarrassed?
Getting walked in on.
Oh.
But depends what you're doing. Like, if I wouldn't want anyone to walk in on me Because I don't have any toilet shame if you walk in on me while I'm peeing, whatever, I don't care.
No, the doors are already open.
Never close that
I have
door.
Moments of just deep depression in the shower, just with my tits hanging on like both sides, and like deep thought, like just the 1,000-yard stare. That's when I don't want anyone walking because I'm not standing straight. I'm just like in this slump. With
all of us are like, maybe we do have a fetish. I was like, huh.
The thing I remember about that horrible moment is how horrified this woman was at Veselka. And this is a million years ago, but she was also in that, because I saw her come out, because you got to deal with that. That's sort of like, hey.
Yeah, that was me. I haven't memorized my face.
But she was like total kind of like, at that time, it was probably the 80s, like punk rock, aggressive feminism kind of person. And I'm like, what a fucking nightmare. For that person, for just some dude to walk. I projected a lot, but I decided to feel like horrendous about it for decades.
Well, hopefully she's listening.
I think she's all right. I think she'll be all right.
Mark is here to apologize to you.
Mark, are you into bananas?
I haven't eaten a banana in a long time.
I got walked in on.
Someone told me they're just all sugar or something. I think my mom walked in on me jerking off when I was in high school, probably. But how's that not going to happen? Because you're just constantly jerking off when you're in high school.
Yeah, that happened to me too.
It did?
My
And they know. They already know. Like, I mean, what do they think that like mound of Kleenex shoved under your bed?
They know what it is. My mom, I came home from school once and my mom was like, your brother's been masturbating so much. I found all these crunchy socks. She's like, the toilet paper's gone. I'm
crunchy
like,
crunchy socks? How's that not the title of something?
Stiff socks. I think it's a podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, is that Trevor Wallace?
It's podcast? Trevor Wallace. Shout out.
But and Mike Blaustein, right?
Mm-hmm.
Blaustein?
Yeah, I like him. He's cool. But I wanted to make sure we said his name because Trevor's more successful than him. So I wanted to get his name in there too. We got to rise you up. I got walked in. I was living on my friend's couch, and he walked in on me. He goes, what are you masturbating? And I really was. Like, and it was so fucking embarrassing. And then one time he sat down and he's like, is this your fucking vibrator on my ass? I'm like, maybe.
Can I tell you guys a horror story?
Yes.
I have never told. I don't think I've even told Bobby, but I had double pneumonia at 17 and I was in a hospital for. I was in Arcadia Methodist for about 2 weeks.
Like, this
I was
in really. This doesn't end with you getting raped.
We're
I'm
out.
Bored.
No, but it's the only time I've ever been embarrassed to get walked in on.
Yeah.
And it was because I had missed a dance. I was still in the hospital. I was really fat from all the prednisone. I was really hungry. And my stepbrother came to visit. I'm a brother fucker, Mark.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm just watching fetishes develop in Mark's life.
I like that one.
Wait, keep going.
There's a couple good ones. Yeah.
So my stepbrother comes to visit,
and you're all weak,
and I'm just weak to everything.
And you're weak, and you're bloated, but it's like juicy.
But I'm really in a rage because that's what steroids
yes,
does
they
to
make you.
You
so
they make
upset.
You moon faced and angry. And I was getting all of these like breathing treatments, yeah, and I'm like, I'm bored. I'm supposed to be at a dance, and he came over to see me, and I was like, hey, will you just fuck me? And he did, and then the nurse came in, and then her supervisor had to have a talk with me and, like, reprimand me. And it was a whole thing. And I honestly, I'm sweating so much just saying this because that's the only true feeling of, like, shame I've had about being walked in on. Because I was fucking my brother at a hospital.
Was that Is that the first time you fucked your brother?
No, but it was maybe like maybe, like, the third time. But, I mean, he was a very, like, sweet, meek boy. He's passed, you know, he killed himself at not too long after.
Oh my god.
I'm laughing, but this
and it grows, the fetish. It grows.
No, I think it just died. We saw the full arc of a fetish. The full life cycle of a fetish just grew and it died in within 5 minutes.
I have to say
I'm sorry, but
the hot thing there is like you're in the hospital and
of
you're like,
of course
just fuck
that's
me.
The part you like. You fake sick, gave yourself Munchausen. Fucking bitch.
Like, I'm so
you're,
weak.
You have Munchkinhausen.
I once walked in on a woman I was with at some time who jerked off like with water. And I once walked in on her fucking the faucet. And it was pretty exciting.
Did you get
the faucet, or it doesn't like stuck on, or removable
shower heads?
Well, no,
she liked the removable shower heads, but if they weren't there, she'd get up under the faucet.
Come on,
and then, like,
no.
Oh yeah,
don't make it too hot. But yeah. Don't make it too cold either.
And like to walk in on someone doing that, you say, whoa, okay, a lot of work going on there. I'm sorry.
You're trying not to drown. She had a snorkel on.
Oh my God. I saved it from the suicidal.
Yeah, suicidal.
Pull this out of that.
We usually just laugh and bring it up.
we keep going.
Someone commented, I know we shouldn't read comments, but I did read them. Someone was like, can they stop joking about being molested? No, bitch, we can't. Are you serious? That's our thesis statement.
That's her dissertation.
Everybody was molested?
No. In different ways except Esther, but I feel like mentally she's been molested Esther's over had some the problems. Years.
Thank you. Problems, we'll leave it at that.
We call her our resident molester.
No, my most epic telling of my molested story was on your podcast.
Yes.
Oof.
It was like an involved narrative.
It was crazy. But then I got over it.
Yeah.
You're look at me better. Now. Yeah.
I keep trying to think if I was molested.
Mm. Yeah.
Because there was, I remember when we were.
Well, you're cutting those shorts pretty short.
I know.
It's a sign.
I know it is. I know. I read about it. Yeah. No, it was that when we were kids, me and my brother, and when we lived in Alaska, my dad was in the military. And, they let some sergeant's son babysit us. Like, I had a series of weird babysitters. And I do remember him, like, suggesting to me and my brother, and he took his dick out and shit. But, like, it's sort of kind of, like, I don't recall doing anything.
Yeah.
But I kind of recall, I'm sort of like maybe my brother did, but I don't think I, you know, kind of
throw
my brother.
Well, tennis seems like he's getting some, like, molested aggravation out.
But, like, there was just a series of babysitters. There was a couple of women, too, that took their boobs out. Like, I remember... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was crazy.
I hear that a lot from my male friends and from their babysitters. Young. Yeah, because I remember that one of my friends, TJ, he was like, yeah, the first time I'd ever seen like hairy tits on a woman was when I was a child and my babysitter would be like, look at my tits. And
did
I was like, I
like
think that's
tits?
Not appropriate. He was like, are you sure? He was like, I was fine with it at that time. I was like, yeah, I don't think she was doing you a favor.
I remember there was a babysitter that said, like, picked up this huge book. Like, and me and my brother, I must have been like, you know, under 10, like I must have been 7.
That would have been enough to traumatize me. Don't make me read.
And she just picks up this huge book and she goes, I don't feel anything when I read. Oh my like, God. And I remember we undressed her kind of.
After she said that?
Yeah, because that's sort of what she wanted. She was just sort of like, go ahead.
Oh my God.
And I remember.
Who are these weirdos?
Whoa.
Yeah. Wait, I'm going to try that in bed. I don't feel anything when I read.
I remember I was like hooking up with this guy once and I was like wasted. And I was like, I want to suck your dick at the library. This was just, I don't know why. But I was like, what? I go, what book would you read if I sucked your dick at the library? And he said the Bible. And it was actually pretty funny. I got to answer the Bible.
Corinthians.
My friend Tyson, what's up?
I'm just sad now that I never had babysitters.
Oh, you never had a babysitter?
But you had a babysitter?
You were a babysitter.
No, I was, but I had a babysitter only literally once. It's because I had an older sister, so she was just always up in her room when I was by myself.
Is that why you were kept in a crate most of the time?
It's why I'm so lonely forever.
It's nice they poked the holes, though, for you to breathe.
Thank you, yeah.
The sweetest part.
No, I was gated in to my room. I wasn't crated.
I had a babysitter who...
Big difference, guys.
He pulled, really different. I remember his pants were unzipped.
Yeah.
Listening?
So he had jeans on. His pants were unzipped, and there was no underwear. And me and my brothers, I don't know if he had fallen asleep jerking off or something, because I know my parents, like, later on, I found out that my parents had fired a couple babysitters because they kept stealing their porns. Mm-hmm. Or they would leave them in.
Oh.
So they were like jerking off to my parents' porns like while they were babysitting us.
Maybe yeah.
Like, you don't have the decency to Spider-Man it out with your jizz. But so then we went to the kitchen and we got ice and we put ice in his. So it kind of feels like we took back the night. I don't know.
You know, when I first came here from the Philippines, they had promised me, because I was molested by a family member in the Philippines. That was the first molestation. So when I came to America, I had spent my childhood watching Rescue 911 in the Philippines. So I was like, America's got authority figures and nothing bad's going to happen to me there. And my first MTA bus ride on a 483 down Fair Oaks, a man across from me on like the disabled seat put his dick between a book and then just started moving his book like this. And then maybe I've had Like Subway jerker offers?
On behalf of our country.
Yeah, Subway jerker. I've
she's
had...
like, oh, I'm sorry. Did you think your book molester story was good? Boy, do I have one. Have you ever heard of the bookmark move? Okay.
And so...
Did you dog ear the page while he was doing it?
I was just this illusion of like safety was what I was going to find in this brand new land. And then just people could not stop jerking off in buses. I'm like, what the fuck is
and
this?
And now you're dating the opposite of a cop, Bobby Lee. Wow. Yeah. No, flasher stuff is so weird. Because I had a guy drive by me when I was running pretty recently. This was like kind of like still got it. And he like beeped and I looked over and he was jerking up, but his dick was flaccid. And it was like, there was like an insult added to it where like, he wasn't hard, but he was just beating his like.
And you felt flaccid. You had to work harder?
Yeah, I was like, I guess I should run faster.
Any hint of a guy going soft on me, I'm out that room.
Same.
I do not want to see it all coming down. I don't want to be around your shame. I don't want the explanation. I'm like, you did. Okay, bye. It's not me. It's not
I'm
me.
Just like, it's fine. It's fine.
I love that. Like, just pick up your things.
You don't like the common apology?
I not only do I not like the common apology, I don't want to even sit there and attempt to get you back up. I'm like, you know what? Because then I'm going to take on the shame of being like, that was me. Yeah. I couldn't get
him
there.
It's hard to not take it on.
Yeah.
But you know what I did? I started.
What if he said
myself,
like, it's not you. I just don't really like you. Could you help me?
Can you talk in a lower register? Talk a little lower voice. I turned it into I'm just so hot they can't get their dick up.
What?
I don't know. I hate that. You know what?
I'm just so high, you can't handle it. Sometimes I'm like, not obviously with Todd, but with other guys where I've just been like trying really hard to imagine there's someone else. When they start talking, I'm like, please shut the fuck up. You're fucking ruining this.
Really?
Yeah, where you're just so sick of the person you're banging. You're like, oh, trying to think about the guy at the gas station.
The guy at the gas station. I've never had that. Like, I've never really thought about a person in life. I feel like that's more...
It wouldn't be a person I know. I would never, like, because I do actually not... I'm just not, like, if I'm with someone, I'm not, like, thinking about, like, a specific person.
Yeah, yeah.
That I see a lot.
Gotcha. Okay.
I remember before my second wife split. Before Mishna split, I remember specifically knowing that she was completely vacant when she was fucking me.
How did you know?
Because, like, I remember having talked to her about something years before about someone she had gone out with, but I just knew that, like, she just shut off to me, but she wasn't, you know, ready to split yet. Like, shit wasn't in order. So she was still sort of playing along. But I could just see in her face. She was very beautiful.
Lifeless? Was it like the...
No, it wasn't lifeless. It was just sort of like she was pretty enough. Like, she's beautiful. Like, she's a really beautiful person. So, like, she was just turning on the power of the beauty in my face. And I'm like, there was nothing going on. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, so disturbing. It was that and the walking in on the punk girl at the bathroom.
When people like don't want to fuck you and they're just doing it to do it, it feels bad.
I think I'm with you there.
I mean, I understand it in retrospect. Yeah. I mean, I guess we've all kind of done it.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Most of the times I've ever had that. Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, you could really probably like take a picture of my face right now and I could get cast as like one of those corpses on SVU. Like, I am not with us here.
Staircase season 2?
Are you watching that thing?
Yeah. Are you?
I didn't watch it, no.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to watch that Severance.
I know, it's hard. I keep falling asleep.
It's
hard.
It's a little tiring. It's making me anxious.
Yeah.
You know, not in a good way. It's just sort of like, I get it, there's hallways. If you cut out the hallways, that'd be like 3 episodes.
Did you see We Crashed?
No.
What's that one?
I like that about the WeWork. And Jared Leto plays the guy.
Oh, yeah. Is it good acting? I love her.
He actually was kind of great. Like, I really liked it. He, like...
Yeah, he's pretty good. Anne Hathaway, I love her so much. When I met her... Like, I was, like, beside myself.
Really?
Yeah. Tell us what was magical about her. People turned on her. When her and James Franco were hosting the thing.
The Oscars.
Because they saw too much of the, like, act. She would be like, ha, ha, ha.
Well, that's because he fucked her. He fucked her over.
He was pissed the whole time, yeah.
Well, no, he did a bit. Pissed. He dismissed the ceremony. So he was going to just pretend like it was bullshit. But she wasn't in on the joke. Mm. So he kind of left her hanging.
Oh, I see. That makes so much sense.
Yeah. I don't remember remember that. What happened?
He just condescended the entire Oscar thing, and they were co-hosting.
He's like, I'm just here to get my dick sucked by a 17-year-old, allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
He was just, you know, dismissive of the whole thing and his attitude, but she wasn't in on it, and she was trying to do the job.
Now I want to watch some clips, because I bet you it was more like her being like...
Probably. Yeah. But I just always loved her. I don't know why. There's some shiny people like I've met in my life. But I liked her before that. I had a crush on her. I can't explain it.
Did you ever have her on your show?
I did, yeah. And one time I saw her in New York before I had her on my show. And, you know, I was not nobody, but close. But I remember I just saw her, and there was just that moment like, I should go. And I'm like, she's not, how is that going to go? Like, she doesn't know me. I'm just going to be another one of those idiots. Like, hey, you know, I really... wow, okay. You know, like, I'm not.
You have to like name drop like your best credits. You have to be like,
you'd have to do a quick. Oh, there she is. Yeah, the old house. Yeah.
Who are some other shiny, shiny people?
Who else is shiny?
Oh, Mandy Moore is one of the shiniest people I've ever seen.
She seems real shiny.
Really?
Totally. Yeah. Like, in terms of like one on one with shiny people, when she walked up to my house, I was like, where did this person come from? Like, she landed from somewhere.
Yeah.
And she brought cookies.
And some people, you're like, how are you allowed to talk to me?
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, we're not the same species. What are you?
There's some shiny dudes, too. Look at her. Yeah, she's definitely shiny.
I'm trying to think of someone I met like that.
Josh Brolin's pretty shiny.
Oh yeah, I've seen him a bunch. He was in Santa Fe for
real
movies. I used to see him all the time.
That guy's just like the charm situation with that guy is pretty intense.
Oh, Ray Liotta, how was that one?
Great.
We might have killed him.
We accidentally killed him. We brought him up and then he died the next day.
Yeah.
Do you guys have that power? This because there's three of you.
And we thought he was hot. Yeah.
Witchcraft circle.
It is.
Do you remember what drinking was back in the day?
Sure, I kind of did.
Wait, Mark, what kind of drunk were you?
In high school I was pretty sloppy.
Yeah.
But as I got older, I was balancing it with blow. So you know, I wasn't like a constant blackout drinker, but I was just sort of like bloated and sweaty and. Aggravated and
real cirrhosis.
I was blackout.
I don't know if I was cirrhosis. I just was. I kind of mixed it up, but I definitely was.
Every day.
Well, I mean, I was doing stand up. I think I hit the bottom in New York. So I mean, it was like at least 4 or 5 days a week.
Did you ever do like the same jokes accidentally drunk on stage?
Well, there were some places where you would do 2 or 3 shows and you didn't know. So I don't know that I did that. But there were certainly nights where I did the same joke, or I started the same joke twice, and I'm like, did I?
I had that worry sober.
I'm so afraid.
I'm always like, sometimes I'm like,
neither of you have done that?
Not laughing.
No, never. No.
And they're just all looking at you, and I'm like, what happened? It's like, you just did that.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, thank God. I thought you just hated my joke.
Exactly.
Much better.
Exactly.
It was a comic error.
To me, it's like such an ultimate form of humiliation because everyone else knows and you're standing there. It just seems so embarrassing.
You know what's an ultimate form of humiliation? Doing stand-up.
Agree. Firmly agree.
Yeah, what is this job we do?
But there used to be nights where on the road where you have to do 3 shows on a Saturday. So by the third show, you're like out of your fucking mind. You're like, did I do, you have to qualify everything. It's like, did I do the one about, I didn't, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
Well, it's like if I'm, like when I was in San Francisco, by the last show, I was so fucking tired just because I was like having so much fun. I was up so late.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a relationship with weed?
Yeah, every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just like constant. I mean, I always had weed.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. Woke up, had weed all day, had a little one hitter. I still have my little dumb pipe in the little wooden case I used to keep
my
weed in.
Maybe, you know, I know you always want, you always wish a grandparent would hand you down like an heirloom. Pipe.
This weird, almost looks like a handmade wooden pipe. And back in New York, you'd tuck into phone booths from their phone booths. But now everything's legal. It's so weird.
I know, isn't it?
But you just had, I was always like in phone booths. Like,
wait, that is crazy to think that when you were smoking weed, it was illegal and you had to hide it. That is
crazy.
Well,
if you go to Texas, you have to. Like, you have to like go into corners and stuff. And when I was smoking weed and I was in Texas, I would smoke like a little bit in the bathroom. But then it's like, if you get caught smoking, it's like so fucking expensive.
New York, the entire city smells like weed now. Like everywhere smells like weed in New York.
Whoa.
Isn't the weed really strong? Are people, because pot will fuck you up.
I don't.
I mean,
you have no reference because you never smoked in high school. You just got into it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And but I guess you have different strains and degrees of fucked up.
You can kind of manage it a little bit
for
more.
For me,
right?
It's yeah. intolerable compared to the shit that I used to smoke in high school because you had to smoke a lot back then. Now it's yeah. like the tiniest. But I had to call 911 on myself the last time I took an edible.
Oh, I love that. I love when yeah, people it was do that.
You called 911
on myself. An edible?
Well,
from
because
an
she
edible.
Wanted it. She thought it was going to be rescue 911. She was used to seeing that as a kid.
Like, America's safe. They've got me.
They come.
They come jerk you up.
I took an edible. I went to sleep. This was a couple years ago. And I woke up in the middle of the night thinking that I was in full-blown cardiac arrest.
She has heart problems.
I have heart problems already.
What kind?
I have an arrhythmia.
She's getting horny again.
I have an arrhythmia. And I had a procedure done about 5 years ago where they go in through my femoral artery. And then they take these little radio frequency things and they burn off abnormal tissue in my heart.
Wow.
And then you just go home that same day.
Yeah, so it's weird.
But
right?
You're fixed then.
Were you depressed after it though? Because it still is a heart surgery. Like, my dad got that.
Well, what happened? I was depressed because I started getting worse and worse episodes immediately after, which I wasn't told would happen. But yeah, you just go home. It's kind of fucking cool how that works. It's like, okay, there you go.
But heart stuff fucks with you because
the heart's dude, previous to that, I didn't go out for 2 years because I had a full mistrust of my body. I was, an athlete my whole life. I was Division I swimmer. And all of a sudden, your heart's like, hey, just kidding, bitch. Like, we're no longer going to beat correctly for you. And so I had a mistrust of my body. I thought every tiny feeling was heart related. I was like over checking my little symptoms. I would go to Gelson's and have a panic attack at the produce aisle.
Why?
And yeah, like things like that. Yeah. But after I got to
just in general.
The prices.
I went to the cardiologist. And there's a thing. I have a thing.
What is it? I want to know the thing.
I guess I'm not sure what the name for it. I always had a little plaque. I knew that because I went and got a plaque tested. Yeah. And I think it was from smoking most of my life. But now I've got like one of my valves has a little backwash on the beat.
So a little murmur?
It's not a murmur, a little backwash.
And what did they say about it? That it's just...
They're like, all right. And I'm like, so what do I got to do? He's like, well, my heart rate's really low. My blood pressure's always low because I'm in good shape. He's like, well, you exercise a lot, right? Yeah. He's like, well, just keep doing that. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
The fuck am I gonna do?
Like, it's my heart.
Yeah, you freak out.
Stuff. Yeah, but a little backwash is fine.
Now, squirt. Was your dad healthy?
My dad was nuts. I was a hypochondriac all my life. But I think that was one of the resolutions that I kind of made with my old man. Is I realized that the reason I was a hypochondriac, it was because that's how I could get attention from my old man because he was a doctor.
Oh.
So I had this very weird thing about hypo. I tell a huge long story about how my hypochondria was resolved. That involves a urologist that my dad knew. Oddly, whose son just came to see me.
Why a urologist? What was happening?
Oh, well, I've told it many times, but like it was one of these situations where, I was freaking out of college and I kept calling my dad and I kept calling him and saying, like, I have prostate cancer. He's like, you don't. And I'm like, no, it's like I don't know. I feel it in my balls and my ass kind of like, it's like, I think I have prostate cancer.
Like, dad, take a look.
Yeah. Well, that's sort of where it goes. Right. So I'm like, he's like, you don't. And I just kept driving him nuts, like with this prostate cancer. So when I got home, I arrived at night and he's like, and I'm like, I have the prostate cancer. My dad's like, well, I'm taking you to see Bob Rosen right now. This is his friend who's a urologist. That's the thing about having a doctor dad. You could see doctors at any time.
Yeah, that's
but this
my
was,
God.
Your dream comes so true.
Carlos
jealous.
Got the vaccine before every elderly person in the United States.
Sure, I got
America.
It in 2020.
But this is awkward because now it's nighttime. We're driving to Bob Rosen's
house. You haven't washed
house.
Your balls.
We're driving to Bob Rosen's
You're
house.
Getting to go to a doctor's house at night?
Yeah, but he doesn't like, but for prostate cancer. So we get to the door.
That's like the cream that's on the top of the
And this guy's eating dinner with his family. And my dad's like, my kid thinks he has cancer. Exactly. Right. Exactly. So then I walk in with my dad and Bob Rosen. We're in Bob Rosen's bedroom. And he goes, maybe we should do this at the office. I'm like, yeah, maybe that would be more appropriate. So we don't, he doesn't finger bang me at the house.
Bless him.
Yes.
You don't want to be finger banged at by the a house. Doctor.
No, unless it's at the office and he's looking right. for prostate cancer. So
maybe that's what your doctor was
But doing. The buildup, the whole process of the story cancer. Is I get the finger banging, I get the fluid out of my dick, and like it turns out I have prostatitis, which is a stress infection.
Oh, you had a thing.
Yeah. So I get the medicine and then I go through the medicine. I'm home on Christmas break. And after I run the medicine, I still think I have it. I'm like, it still hurts a little bit. So I go back to Bob. I'm like, I don't think it went away. And I kind of make him finger bang me again. And he's like, no, it's gone. And then the last week I'm home, I decide I have herpes on my dick. I didn't even have sex. Yeah. It's like a jerk off sore or something. So I go back to Bob and I show him my dick. He's like, wow, there is something there. Maybe we should go to the hospital. So we go to the hospital and then we go back to his office. And I swear to God, this is after a month of this shit. Rosen's holding my dick. Looking at it, and he looks up at me and goes, there's nothing wrong with you. Do you like coming here?
So, he like leans in for a kiss.
Exactly. And that was that. And then it went away. It kind of went away after that. I'm like, maybe that kind of attention is not necessary. Well, it was just the embarrassment of like, why am I here every 5 minutes? Why do I constantly go to doctors?
You broke the seal of having the finger banging, and then you're like,
no, I think bad. Maybe is there something to like when you go and you find out there's nothing wrong, like that soothes you, so you want to keep going sure. and keep being told.
Sure,
right?
There's that, and it was just sort of the repetition. Like now, when I had to build some sort of strength around. Like if there's something wrong with me, it's like, well, wait a couple of days, see what happens.
Yes,
but like younger me, it was like I gotta go to the emergency room.
Right. I have had that so drilled in my head by my parents. It's like, you wait a while. If you still have that problem in a week, in a month, then
not
we'll go.
Not if you're bleeding or something, but you know, yeah.
Yeah, I was.
We bleed a lot. I'm so the opposite of that.
We bleed a lot.
I know.
I'm so the opposite of that. It's like, I pay a ridiculous amount for health insurance for a PPO. If that's at my disposal with a $20 copay, I can have that peace of mind. Sure. I'm going to go.
I'll definitely go to the clinic.
I didn't
like
have
that Bob Hope clinic, the AFSAG after clinic.
Yeah.
You can go there.
I didn't have health insurance for so long that I have to remind myself I have health insurance because I'm so used to just brushing anything off.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. I'll just fucking
No, you got to use
hypnosis,
it. Get your
get
physicals
it.
And all that shit.
But
if you got
to
get it.
I have it.
But the reason, Esther, I'm like this is because my mom used to wait out when I was younger. My sister had like really bad asthma, and my sister would be having a full-blown asthma attack, cyanotic, blue in the lips. And she'd be like, I don't think you need your inhaler.
Oh, my God.
So she would withhold the inhaler from my sister and see if my sister could get through it just with a steam shower.
I don't know. Has anyone said your mom was kind of fucked up?
My mom is fucked up. I love her very much today. She is...
Better.
But yeah, I mean, like, she was that type, so I completely switched as well.
It is weird because our parents do listen to our podcast.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, but that's what it's like, a reverse. My dad loves your podcast too. That's when I first got real clout with my dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I go, don't actually listen to it though.
What are those?
These are Yeezy foam runners.
Kanye West.
Oh, they're kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I have to pee. Are we almost done?
Yeah.
We are. We're good on
that. Carlos, go stick a finger up his ass. Make sure
Will you please? Someone hold my dick while I pee.
Thank you so much. This was so much fun.
This was great. Thanks for coming.
Thank you,
Mark, for being here. 9:45. And thanks, everyone, for watching.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, guys.
Brand new episode next week.